Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Katie Nolan. That's Pablo Torre. That's Dominique Foxworth. And Pablo, where are you right now?
I'm near a bathroom.
And by near, you mean in?
I mean, maybe.
In the bathroom.
Is LeBron right to be so salty about no longer being considered the best player in the world?
Okay, so remember when LeBron went to the Lakers and he started this joke where he called himself washed? The joke, such a big hit, it's back. He's playing the favorites. There was an ESPN poll of 10, count them, 10, the amount of fingers that you have, executives and scouts about who the best player in the NBA was. The votes were split 5-5 between Kevin Durant and Giannis. Obviously, Giannis had the great postseason. He's made his mark. He's gonna, I hope, go to the Hall of Fame. And then KD, everything plus the Olympics. It's even if you just said recency bias, there's a reason for you to be like, yes, this makes perfect sense. Nobody should be mad about this. And nobody technically is, because LeBron's reaction is instead to laugh and say he's not mad and tweet that he is hashtag washed. Thank you, as if I didn't need more to fuel me, washed. Now, if this were, also it's hashtag washed with a crown, so it's probably washed king. He does weird things with hashtags. Point is, if that was the only tweet, I'd be like, oh, I get it. He's taking it in stride, because if you're not laughing, then you might seem mad. But it wasn't the only tweet. He responded to somebody else's tweet saying that he was washed. He posted on his Instagram. This one, hashtag super washed with a garbage can. So if the last one was hashtag washed king, that would have to be hashtag super washed garbage, which... what an interesting concept and an oxymoron in and of itself.
Garbage.
But on his Instagram story, he put a picture that said that he got zero votes with like 18 of the tilted cry laughing emojis, which just is like, it's like, how many is too many? And I would say anything more than three feels like you're trying to convince me that you think this is funny, when really this shouldn't make you that mad. It shouldn't. It feels like he's trying to convince me that he thinks it's hilarious. But really, if he had just said nothing or even one thing, I would be less like, wow, you're taking this incredibly personally and it really has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, I don't want to be like sample size guy, like social science guy. But basically, LeBron has a group of 10 anonymous people that think he is the third best player in the league. And now, to just translate all of this, he wants us to compliment him. Like, that's what's happening here. You ever have that friend who is very, 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 very self-effacing, but also very, 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 very successful? And it's like, look, man, I'm too tired to give you compliments right now. So you can call yourself the Wash King or whatever, but all of us know you're great. You know you're great. You're like maybe the best player of all time. Like, but I still have to tell you you're awesome. Like, I'm just tired, man. I'm sorry.
So a little bit of housekeeping, first of all. Three emojis is max emoji. Like, that's how you
think
about the emoji scale, is one emoji when you're talking about anger. It's like, yeah, I'm a little upset. Two emojis is like, oh, you're pushing it. Three emojis means I've never been this mad in my life. The same is true for laughing. It's like, all right, one means I didn't actually laugh, but ha. Two means I might have laughed out loud. And three is like, oh, my gosh, this was the funniest thing I've seen. So, now that we've gotten that out of the way, back to the LeBron story. He's an entertainer. Like, I feel like I've known this about LeBron for much of his career, and I'm not sure why the rest of us haven't figured it out. Like, LeBron James understands the entertainment of this business, and he knows that we're going to talk about him no matter what. So why not control what we're going to talk about and give us the narrative that he wants us to follow? I don't think he's Michael Jordan in that he is actually fueled by this. He is not gassed up by this, by 10 executives and scouts, which I'm not, I know that Tim didn't tell us who he talked to exactly, but it could be one GM and 9 scouts. Like, we have no idea who these people actually are. And I can't imagine that LeBron James cares at all. He's not losing one wink of sleep over the fact that these 10 people think that he may be the third best player in the NBA. LeBron James is doing this because he wants us to follow this narrative, and it'll give us something to talk about at the end of the season. We can say, ha ha ha, LeBron's not washed. Take that. He's back in the finals. That's all he's doing. and we just bought into it for the last 10 minutes.
The headline from what Dom just said is going to be Dominique Foxworth on LeBron, quote, "I don't think he's Michael Jordan."
I'm not sure that he's not, but I don't think he is.
Who did more to help their QB1 case last night, Mac Jones or Cam Newton?
I mean, it's this. We're all just going to recognize, right, that it's the same question every time. We've been asked this question, who has more to prove? And now it's like, who did more to prove? It's tough to say because the preseason game between the Patriots and the Eagles last night, the Eagles didn't really play any of their starting defense. So I'm trying not to get too ahead of myself in terms of the fact that it kind of looks like New England has two pretty solid options at quarterback. I, an idiot, didn't see anything concerning about Cam's performance and seemed very uplifted by Mac Jones's performance. I think that everybody looked great, and I would like to not have to say much more than that about it, as it is a preseason game, and the Eagles scored 0 points.
Yeah, I was hoping that you would have some sort of real strong affirmative position on this, seeing as you're a fan of the team, because I don't either. I think generally, I err on the side of starting the rookie quarterback because that's how you get better. All this nonsense about being on the sideline for a year to learn, that's baloney. Like, quarterbacks get better by playing unless you can't protect them. So I think that you want to go in that direction. If it's not for the fact that you have a guy like Cam Newton, who's only 32, he's had a bit of an extensive injury history, but when he was right last year, he was as good as anybody in the league for the first few games. So I think that upside with these weapons that they've added in the offseason and the return of some of their defensive players who opted out last year, like, that is attractive to me. And that kind of pulls me off a bit of my general feeling of getting rookie quarterbacks out of there as soon as possible. But I really don't know. I don't have an answer for this. In one preseason game against a vanilla defense that was missing a lot of players is not enough. Even if we go back to the game before that, two preseason games of a few snaps is not going to make me feel confident one way or the other. I think the best thing you can do is start Cam Newton, because at least you have the option to go to Mac later on in the season. But you never know. Bill might do the two quarterback system that we all believe never works, but Bill Belichick seems to make everything work.
All right, two quick notes here. Number one, there were fighter jets flying past my hotel window in Chicago. Don't know if you heard that, but those were fighter jets, not the bathroom I'm possibly into or adjacent to.
It's a good start.
Right now. So, second note, I am so glad that Dominique said some stuff I can object to, because I just had prepared the Eagles didn't play their starters, and that was my only thing. But now I can jump on something Dominique said, because he said that Cam Newton is only 32 and had, quote, a bit of an injury history. Cam Newton has broken, like, every part of his body at this point, right? It was the throwing shoulder. It was the foot. He got in that car accident, which he emerged smiling from, admittedly, to Dominique's point. Like, he seems to just shrug all this stuff off, at the very least, in terms of his emotional temperament. But also, he had COVID last season, which is another variable. But the point is, the guy is as old a 32-year-old as a 32-year-old could be in the NFL. So, to me, I agree with the notion that Mac Jones is going to be the guy sooner rather than later. And that's simply because I've been seeing headlines like from a week or two ago also where it said Mac Jones is really good at getting yelled at, which is something that I think you only put out there if you're just looking for reasons to sort of prime the pump for what we're going to see pretty soon.
All right, guys, that was far too nuanced. We need a hot take from you, gas bags. Cam or Mac, right now.
Pick a gas bag.
Yeah. Choose your gas bag.
Dominique, King gas bag.
Give me Cam. I'll go Cam. Hot take given.
Katie.
What Dom said. Cam.
Pablo.
I've never given a hot take in my life.
Am I gonna take Mac Jones?
Let's be honest. This is not a hot take. You don't understand what a hot take is, Mr. Producer. Yeah. Like, saying that a first round draft pick or a former MVP is gonna be the starting quarterback of the team does not
honestly
a hot take. I think it's gonna be Brian Hoyer. There you go. There's my hot take. Now that's how you hot take.
Honestly, my hottest take is about how much I dislike our producer right now. So if you want that, I can give it to you.
up next on HQ.
When you get burnt, it's also nice to say, you guys don't really understand what's going on out there. So, like, it's a great fallback for a cornerback to have. Time to play the game that split all the votes for best panelists today with Katie. Do you question?
You give us topics and events, we question them. Does that mean Pablo is LeBron in this situation?
Hashtag wash Pablo.
Do you question if Hunter Renfro should take this as disrespect?
Okay, this is the hottest beef in the NFL right now. It's Hunter Renfro versus Jalen Ramsey. For those of you who are new here, here's what happened. Apparently, Hunter Renfro just cooked Jalen Ramsey in practice or something. Here's what Hunter Renfro had to say about it.
Jalen, and that's the beauty of it. If I can beat Jalen Ramsey, then I can beat anybody in the NFL because he's one of the best, and that's how I approach it. And he got me a few times a day, and so hopefully tomorrow we'll make each other better again.
He got me a few times today, but it should be noted I got him as well, and I said that at the beginning. I got him. I win. Jalen Ramsey's response to that was basically like, don't believe everything you read. I don't remember that, which, you know, is a stance that you could take. But now we've been given what we wanted, which is Jalen Ramsey's sound on how he really feels.
I guess some of their media thought that Hunter Renfro had a really good day against me. I still can't find the plays. I don't watch the film twice, and I still can't find the plays where I was burnt multiple times. But sure. I mean, he had one good catch on me yesterday. 6 yards, still a fourth down. So maybe people just need to learn the differences between zones and man and schemes. This is no disrespect to Hunter Renfro, because I actually think he's a pretty good player. I think he has some Cooper Kupp in him.
Ooh, I wasn't ready for the dismount. Yeah, certainly he may have some Cooper Kupp in him. The strategy that I noticed here is that he said their media, just to make sure that he was not making an enemy of the people in the room. He also seems to, and this is just as a person who interacts with people, he avoids a lot of eye contact there. So he seems a little uncomfortable to me, but that's just, you know, what do I know? I'm not a USDA beef inspector. That's my opinion. We're inspecting beef, are we not?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Thank you.
I thought you were going for like district attorney at first, and then I put it all together. It was amazing. But I mean, I understand where Jalen's coming from. Defense is complicated. Most of the time people don't understand what's happening out there and they blame the nearest guy. As a cornerback, I've been on the wrong end of that. But I also know that when you get burnt, it's also nice to say, you guys don't really understand what's going on out there. So, like, it's a great fallback for a cornerback to have. But it's interesting because Jalen Ramsey has never been the guy who comes across as diplomatic in these situations. Like, I remember him.
Yes.
Tyreek Hill, who was one of the best receivers in football. It was like he called him just a punt returner. So this was an interesting play, and maybe it's just him showing that he understands that he is on another level than Hunter Renfro, and maybe it's not worth him engaging in this, but he's also not going to let you guys talk about Hunter Renfro like he is a peer of his.
Dominic brought up a great observation about what Jalen Ramsey normally does, because Jalen Ramsey being like nice makes me think that he got torched.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me think that this video is going to come out at some point, and Jalen Ramsey's trying to prepare everybody for the fact that a guy with a little bit of Cooper Kupp in him is going to be flambeing him.
I like that we also have the video of you flambeing yourself, right? Just before you finally
Don't
got
play
to
that
dismount.
And he's trying to brace everybody for the fact that, yeah, he's going to get beat by... What am I saying? And Jalen Ramsey trying to prevent...
You are talking about video of Jalen Ramsey embarrassing himself and looking incompetent on his job while all you have to do is say a sentence. And you're like...
Do you question if the Tesla bot looks friendly?
I certainly don't question if this is sports. I'm so grateful that we are talking about this today because this is about to be an hour-long segment. So Tesla has announced that they are going to come out with a Tesla bot, which is going to complete repetitive, dangerous, or boring tasks on behalf of humans. There it is. It's quite an interesting design. Note the one bullet point that I think is most important: friendly. Built by humans for humans. I mean, obviously, what do you think? A rhinoceros built the robot?
The deadlift numbers were embarrassing, though. Let's just point that out. That robot can't
pull him back up. I didn't see him.
It was like 150
pounds. The combine numbers for this bot are not inspiring.
So those aren't good.
Carry capacity, 45 pounds. What is that?
Not good.
That's like one trip to the grocery store in Manhattan. That's
nothing.
Isn't
the point of making robots so that they can be like better than us? Like you would choose to be 5'8", 125 pounds and deadlift 150 pounds. Like what good is that?
No, well, I'll tell you what good it is. The point of creating robots is so that they can do this.
Oh my God.
The Charleston!
Oh.
Oh God.
Why can't we make the robot dance cool? Can we also aspire to dancing cool on top of being stronger than us? Can we make them better at
The best part of that clip is when the guy's still dancing and at the end Elon goes, "Okay." He just says, "Okay, like thank you so much." I should say, just like legally, that isn't actually the robot. That was a person. I know, sorry, blowing the surprise here, but that was a human person in a robot suit. And I can make some guesses as to what that human person looks like based on the way that they completed the task. But I will leave those
based
here.
On this move.
Yeah, based off of the way those moves were completed. But just my personal.
They made it pretty clear by the color breakdown of the robot,
yes.
The percentages of the dance moves that we were going to get there. Like the Charleston is the only one I mean, name because Katie named it.
That robot has a little bit of Cooper Cup in him. I think
So hold on. This isn't just the whole stunt. Like you're trying to, Katie and Pablo, you're trying to tell me that there actually is a robot, but they just that to be funny. Like I thought the whole thing was just a nonsensical stunt.
It's like saying, trust the process, right? It's like, we're going to come up with a robot. Might be in 30 years, but we're going to do it. It's just like
putting
a flag
down. Don't make me root for this robot. Do not make me root for this robot.
Yeah, it's stating your intentions.
Time to play the game that just discovered that the Chicago Air and Water Show is happening right outside his window. See? Oh no, that is not a joke.
It is a joke because it's actually just the practice run. So it's the preseason of the Air and Water Show.
Right. That's right.
You tell us what's on TV tonight. We tell you if we're intrigued or not.
Streaming on Discovery Plus, Naked and Afraid of Love.
Okay. Whoa. I saw the name of this in the doc, didn't click on it specifically because I've watched a lot of Naked and Afraid. It's not a bad show. It's a good background show, like watching Chopped. Naked and Afraid of Love makes me think that they did finally take the suggestion I continue to send in to their fan mail, which is, couldn't this be a dating show? Let's just see. I'm going to stop talking. Yeah. Let's watch.
Yeah, today's ingredient
they survived extreme environments. They've survived extreme life.
Come on! Yes!
But can they survive?
Oh, I saw that one. I remember that one. She fell into the fire.
I guess they are naked. I was going to say, why is he naked?
Whoa, that hair.
What?
Oh, no. Good Place Plus.
Some get down.
No.
I haven't seen this much action in years.
Okay.
He had a...
Ugh.
I'm cute. What can you do?
Others break down.
There's just certain things I just don't want to deal with right now.
There is 0% sexual attraction.
I honestly feel like I'm about to throw up.
This is dating.
She's so beautiful.
Gone.
Not really.
Wild.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Naked and Afraid of Love.
I have so many thoughts. Okay, number one, that looked like a promo for Bachelor in Paradise. Number two, there's a number of different things I wouldn't do naked, but top of that list is piggyback on someone.
Yeah.
Just thinking about what the air, where the breeze would hit that you're not used to it hitting, and it's just like, you're that comfortable? And then the third thing is, if you don't like the person, you're stranded on an island naked with them for a long time. So what are you supposed to do?
I mean, not sex? Like, I don't understand. I thought the premise of Naked and Afraid was that you're trying your best to survive. Like, aren't you like trying to survive? So at what point, if I'm really without clothes on a deserted island and I am just trying to find ways to build shelter and get food, I gotta let you know that one of the last things on my mind is how to procreate. I don't want to bring more people into this situation. I'm trying to get
Isn't that path. Ultimately survival, Dom? Survival of the species. Are you intrigued? I forgot to ask.
I don't care. No, I'm not intrigued.
Pablo, are you intrigued?
Yeah, now Dominique sounds like the guy who does not believe in evolution. I personally am intrigued. I'm intrigued by how it is that the word afraid can be in the title of the show when those people seem very eager for quote-unquote love. I get naked. I get that part.
You do.
Naked of love sounds like a more appropriate title.
Oh, my goodness. How much would they have to pay you to go on that show, Pablo? Assuming you're single and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm good. No,
there's
I'm...
no chance.
All right, that's it. That's it for the week. I've been told in my ear that it is Friday, so I can comfortably say that's the end of the week. You made it to the weekend. Thanks for watching. If you want more Pablo Torre, listen to ESPN Daily. And if you want more Dominique Foxworth, well, that's too bad because he asked me to tell you to please leave him alone.
Yeah.